Okay.
Shh. We're on rec recording.
Sorry. Are you recording?
Okay, we're about to begin a new sugya. It's new in the sense of it's a new sugya, but a lot of the klal that we spoke about in the past are going to come back and things related to the sugya. It begins on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph in Maseches Pesachim, and the two dots. Top, third way down, Amar Rav. Amar Rav, Kederos, Pesach, Yishavru. So Rav tells us that any Kederos, any pottery, any pots that were made out of cheres, out of earthenware, that you had, once Pesach rolls around, Yishavru. You have to break them. What do you have to break them for? Well, obviously, you're not going to have to kasha them, because we'll, I don't know if we'll get to the sugi at some point, but in a number of days, the Gemara tells us that Kli Cheres cannot be kasher. The Gemara actually learned this from Sukkim, from the description of kasher and kelim in the Beis Hamikdash. The Torah says, if you have a Kli Nechoshes, if you have copper vessels, then you can kasher it. Kli Cheres, Yishavu, has to be broken, because the Gemara says in the Laman of Days, that Torah Yidach Kli Cheres and Yos Vidof B'Yolim, that the Torah testifies that earthenware vessel, pottery, can never ever be a kasher. The bleias, the absorption, can never be removed. So therefore, Rav says, it can't be kasher, it has to be broken. And the question is, what do you have to be broken for? Why don't you just put it away and save it till after Pesach? So the Gemara is working already with an assumption that that's not an option. That somehow that's not going to be acceptable. Why not? What exactly is the problem? So Rashi, the spot says, Rashi gives you a whole pit of what the problem is. Amar Rav, Kedesh Pesach Yishburu. So Rav the Tanis. First of all, Rashi says, Rav is going to Shittosoi. So first of all, Rav is of the opinion, like Rabbi Yehuda, that any chometz that was in existence of a Pesach is automatically becomes chometz she'ovel of a Pesach on a level of the Araisa, and then a Torah, you can't eat it, you can't benefit from it. So what that basically means is that any chometz that's inside the walls of the kli, when Pesach is over, that's chometz she'ovel of a Pesach. Now, I didn't say you violated by Rav Motzei on that, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Motzei is not the engine that's driving Chomesh Lava Pesach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, any Chomesh that was in existence in the world, for that matter, whether it was owned by a Jew or owned by a Goy, the Gemara says explicitly, even if it was owned by a non-Jew, that Chomesh is Chomesh Lava Pesach in the Torah. Unlike, we're familiar with Chomesh Lava Pesach as a Derabban, the Knas, the penalty, etc. But this is Rabbi Yehuda and Rav speaking. So all Chomesh that ever existed is Asa V'Achil Asa V'Anah, and and continuing, Rashi says, "V'isle b'mashu," and Rav's opinion is that that chometz is going to be osir b'mashu. Even the smallest amount of that chometz that's going to get mixed into any mixture at any point is going to pose a problem in that Torah. This is Rav Lashita. So that chometz, that min b'mino, is b'mashu. Now the problem is that how are you going to ever use this pot after Pesach? Anything you can use this pot with is going to become a problem, because the bleias are going to come out, but it's treif of bleias. So basically, Rav put two and two together. He said, well, since I hold that chometz is the achar Pesach is osur, minat Torah, and I hold that chometz is b'mashu, so there's no way to ever use the pot. So you got to break it. All pots have to be broken once Pesach begins. But then Rashi adds, and Rashi keeps on going.
Why are we medayik once Pesach begins? What are you going to do before Pesach? It's going to be Chomesh Shavuot Pesach. Great, the Shita Sal.
No, I have a new pot on the week before Pesach. And pot, I don't cook
no, but I'm saying it's the way that the Gemara says it is, Kederes B'Pesach Yishavu, it should be even before Pesach. There's any earthenware pot, according to this idea, that it's Chomesh Shavuot Pesach.
No, but what happened? There hasn't been a Pesach yet on it.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm understanding the Gemara as Chomesh Shavuot Pesach, meaning that if you have it on Pesach,
It means that, well, obviously you're going to break it before, but you don't want to, you're not going to use it on Pesach, that's for sure. And everybody agrees you can't use it on Pesach.
So Lishitasa would be like before Pesach.
Yeah, that's what it means. Can you just put Pesach? It means when Pesach comes and you're getting your Pesach preparations, you might as well throw out all your pots.
Right.
Got to start all over again. Can you imagine? It wouldn't be possible like this. Imagine the ramifications of this. You have to throw out your china every year, new china. It's a good way to go in paper, or paper goes all year long. So, but Rashi ends on another point. Rashi says, wait a second, why is this really a problem? Because Sobin knows him Tam Lufgam Osur. So Rashi says, wait a second. He says, why can't you just keep on using the pot? By the time I use the pot, it's going to be well more than 24 hours after the Bliya happened. So any chometz that's sitting in this pot has been sitting in the pot for more than 24 hours. I'm going to use it in Motzoi Pesach. So it better be more than 200 grams, it better be more than a week. So any chametz when I start to cook in this pot the next day after Pesach, is clearly knows in Tam of Gam. So why should that pose a problem altogether? Everybody knows, and knows in Tam of Gam is mutter. So comes Rashi and says, no, because Sava knows in Tam of Gam also. That Rav didn't know that. Rav was of the opinion that knows in Tam of Gam is a problem. So it's actually Machlekes HaTanaim. We spoke about this, I don't know if anyone was here in the middle of the night, we spoke about the time. You were here, right? We spoke about this in the middle of the night, right? In between the snacks, we spoke about this at one point.
Yeah, we did. So
Rashi says, I just put three pieces of information together, and I explained to why Rav said you have to break the pots. That he holds chametz, like holds like Rabbi Yehuda, chametz are best with their Isa. He holds that chametz is b'mashu, and he holds that Tam of Gam is also. So Rashi informs us the good news. We happen not to pass the Rav's conclusion. We trade time for two reasons. So first of all, we pass the Rabbi Shimon that chavish over pesach is only also in the rabbanon, and the issa the rabbanon doesn't apply derech tarovus if it's in a mixture. The hypochasir tarovus, this is even less than a mixture. This is bleias. It's on the walls of a pot. I can't even see. That's for sure less than a tarovus. V'yom the kama knows in tam of gam mutter. And Rashi says, and the other reason why we reject Rav is because we all know tam of gam is mutter. This chametz that's inside the walls of a pot, a week has passed. Clearly, this is not some chametz. So Rashi makes a whole calculation: three halachas, three premises of Rav. Two out of the three are in fact not even correct on the halacha, and therefore Rav's statement is going to be rejected. But we're much more concerned for the purposes of our sugya is how Rashi presented Rav in the first place. Rashi committed Rav to the opinion of Nice and Tam of Gam being prohibited. If Rav wouldn't subscribe to that view of Nice and Tam of Gam being prohibited, then Rav wouldn't make any sense. The whole statement of Rav would mamash go up in smoke. So that's clear from that's Rashi's contribution for our purposes to this idea. So we have to test that. We have to go hop into the laboratory and go through Shas and see, do we have any inkling what Rav really holds about this topic? I mean, Rashi stuck it into Rav. Makes a lot of sense what Rashi's saying, but is it correct? Is it really accurate that Rav Shita in Kol Tarkul happens to be Nosan Tam of Gam is also? So there is a sugya in Maseches of Zora. You remember from your day days, very famous sugya. It's not the kind of sugya you probably want to learn as you're eating dinner. So if you have not yet eaten dinner, you may want to learn the sugya a little bit. You don't have to learn through the sugya anyway. It's on Daf Samech Chesed. So Gemara tells us a fascinating story on Daf Samech Chesed. It's a little bit about halfway down, further than halfway down the page. First of the line is Omer. So how Achpara? It was a mouse. The Nafal Lechavisa de Shichra. It fell into a barrel of beer. Okay? Asri Rav Lahu Shichra. So Rav prohibited the drinking of that beer. Now, we're not discussing here whether that was hygienically a good idea to be eating, drink it, whether it's grotesque to drink it. Rav was passing based on pure halacha that he prohibited the drinking of the beer, that he's treating the beer as being treif. Why is the beer being treif? Because the achber, because the mouse fell with the mouse, the treif animal. So the mouse is obviously off limits to be in a piyalocha. So it had the ability to give off taste. The taste of the mouse went into the beer, and that trafed up the entire beer. Now there is a technical problem here that the Rishonim deal with. It's not even a sugya right now, just an important technical problem. Isn't it cold? Isn't the beer cold? Then we have a rule tzonim b'tzonim b'adach. When you have cold, there's no real bleias in cold. So you should just take the mouse out and drink the beer. What's the problem? So the Rishonim explained that it must be that it was actually sitting here for a long period of time. If they look at little Tosfos, how Achbedaf will go Chavis the Shechar Asirav La Shechar. It's a little Tosfos on right after the lines get one in the bottom. Tema that Tzeni B'Tzeni of Lishkiri. It should be permissible because it's cold. The Yishlomu Demayim Shoshan Yom Ayumayim. It was sitting in the beer for a long time, for a day or two. For Yakovish B'Sech HaShech and Yakovish Rekim Mavushal. When you have something that's soaking in something else for a long period of time, at least a minimum of a day, it can cause treifus even if it's cold. It's a principle called kavash kibavushim. Okay, so we can breathe this sigh of relief. There was a potential bleed here. So let's go back to the story of the Gemara itself. So again, the Gemara tells the story of Achbar the Nofal, the Lishchamis the Shichra, Asir Rav Lashem. Rav prohibited the beer. Amur Rabbanim Kameidir Asheishas. So the Rabbanim, who are commenting on the story, presented the story, telling the story to Asheishas, and they're trying to figure out what Rav held. Nema Kasava Nasitam of Gam Asur. Let us derive from here that Rav's view was Nasim Tam of Gam is prohibited. Why is that? Because Mistoma, and I've tasted it, but Mistoma, mouse giving off taste into beer is probably not improving the taste of the beer. So it's a bad taste. So that raises a red flag. Is a bad tasting food a problem? So we know that's a big machlokes atanoim. Is Nasim Tam of Gam or also the original machlokes atanoim revolved around how to dash a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Torah says Losochu Kol Aveila. Don't eat the non-kosher meat, but give it to the goyim, give it to the get Yishuv. So one time Rabbi Shimon says, since the Torah describes the giving of the nevela to the goyim, that's implying that it's something that's edible for the non-Jews, so it's physically edible. So according to Rabbi Shimon, nevela really ger kri nevela, shen really ger kri nevela. Only a nevela that's edible for normal human consumption would be a problem. Anytime something is ready to begin to get spoiled, no normal person would eat it anymore, that's automatically becomes miserable. Treifus becomes kosher. Once it's nifsol le'achila, that's the principle of nosin tam lefgam. So the Rabbanim said in front of Rav Sheshes that apparently Rav denied that. Apparently Rav only can remain with the other Tanoim. You see, that's not what the Pasuk means. We don't shouldn't dash the Pasuk that way. Because otherwise there's no way to explain why he asked the beer. So Amalu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes responded back to the Amorim and said, no, the Alma of Rav Nostam of Gam, that really Rav holds that Nostam of Gam is what, like we pass in Allah. V'hocha chidishu da mimas mois u'bedili in shemineh v'apil rochi asir rechamon u'chun Nostam of Gam nami hosar. No, maybe shrotzim, the issue of eating mice, eating, you know, these kinds of creatures, is a chiddush haTorah, that maybe chiyai gavna, in these kind of a case, the Torah asks it even if it's not some time of God. Why is that? So the Gemara has a very unique way of understanding a chiddush here. It's like a throwback to some of the Shavuot Shiurim, that it's a big chiddush that the Torah asks us to eat a mouse. You know why it's a chiddush? Because I wouldn't have eaten the mouse anyway. I was sure that I'd eat the mouse. So why does the Torah ask us to eat the mouse? So it must be that the Torah is telling you a chiddush that the issue of eating a mouse, eating shvatzim, breaks all the rules of achos asurus. So it's also across the board, even in a case where it would have normally been mutter. So the Gemara questions whether that's a proper svar or not. The Gemara goes back and forth and back and forth. Then the Gemara throws out a wild thing. The Gemara wants to know. Whether a mouse really tastes so bad. And then the Gemara has a whole discussion about different kind of mice. Is it ready? This is the part we'll leave out for post-dinner. There's a whole discussion about this. So finally, the Gemara comes to the conclusion as follows. The Gemara says, four lines at the bottom. Amar Rav. Hilchas, what's the bottom line? No sin tam of gam is mutter. We pass in halacha, bad-tasting food is in fact permissible. So the achra b'shichra. So now what happened with the mouse and the beer? Lo yadana my time of the Rav. I don't know, says Rav, why Rav asked it. Even should the seven of tam of gam asur, maybe Rav disagreed with Apsak. Place I was going to say, if Rav Shita, that he asked that the mouse and the deer, was based on his understanding of Nosek Dam of Gam being Asur, then that's a clear proof we're not going to pass like that. Because Rav Shita is predicated on a Shita that we don't pass him like. But even Shub the Kasavah, maybe, Rav says, maybe Rav had a different understanding of the Sugi. Maybe the Kasavah Nosek Dam of Gam is Mutar. In reality, Rav subscribes to Rav Yu. V'yachru v'shichra ashbuchei ma'ashbach. Maybe a mouse and beer don't taste so bad. Now, I don't know enough about the beer making industry. I don't know about the mice tasting industry. But maybe, I don't know how much Rav knew about it either. I'm not sure Rav knew about how mice taste. But Rav is saying it could be that Rav somehow had understood. He had some Ruch HaKadosh. He had this understanding that maybe it doesn't taste as bad as we think it does. And therefore, it's not an absolute proof about Rav's sheet about Nosin Talmud. So that's how the dust, and that's how the sugya ends. The dust settles. We're not sure why Rav asked the mouse and the beer, which is really tantamount to saying we're not sure what Rav Shita was about Nosin Tam Lugam. So this Gemara now spells trouble for Maseches Pesachim. So now we go back to our sugya in Maseches Pesachim. We're going to go. Because Rav made this all-inclusive statement in Maseches Pesachim that the throw away pots. Break all your earthen, all your cheres pots. When Pesach comes, because there's nothing you can possibly do with it afterwards. So, Frek Rashi Akasha, what do you mean there's nothing to do with it afterwards? use it afterwards. There's nothing down of gam. So Rashi at Gizat, no, Rav Lashitasai, Rav hold nothing down of gam is also. I don't know that Rav even holds that way. The Gemara itself didn't even know Rav. Rav didn't know that Rav. How did Rashi know so for sure that Rav held that way? So Tais is bothered with this Rashi. It's a very, very difficult Rashi. So if you take a look, Tais is Amarak, but here's the Tais of Yishpuru. Tais is quotes that one. Perk Basu, the Mesech of Edizur, Kabi Achra Meshichra, Mesafka Laik, the Sava Rav Mesadam of Kamo. So we don't know whether Rav really holds that way. Omutta, Bi Achra Meshichra, Shpuchem Eshbach. The East really mutter alatza. That one possibility in Rav is that Rav agrees that Nasa Tamukam is mutter. Afilu hachakabahacha shapir diyishperu. So Tosfos is bothered. So why should that be? What's that based on? If Rav really holds Nasa Tamukam is mutter, according to one opinion, one possibility of it is there. So why is he asking over here? So we're going to skip Tosfos' first answer. We're going to read the second one first. We'll be like the opposite of the Chacham in Pirkei Avos. We're going to do the second there at first, but for our purposes, it'd be important to do it that way. Let's skip down to the end of that thesis. Thesis is searching for a way to defend Rav. You want to know, on the one hand, Nosa Dal of Gam really is Osir. On the other hand, the Gemara sounds like maybe it's Mutter over there. So the Ode says to us, the Hasam Shari, the Bishop Pogim Taimo, Kemoshu Be'en, Aval Hocha in a Pogim, Ala Machmas Shashah, Gedofne Hakli. Tosfos just opens up our eyes to the sugya of Nosa Tam of Gam. The Gemara throws around the term Nosa Tam of Gam in very, very different ways. Nosa Tam of Gam means a bad taste in food. It's giving off a bad taste. That can either describe a piece of meat that's sitting out rotting in the sun. It's a nice Tam of Gam. It's one example. Or you can have a mass that's mixed in with beer, just giving off a terrible taste. That's a Nosa Tam of Gam. But then there's another kind of Nosa Tam of Gam, where the food itself is really good. There was nothing wrong with the food. It was a gewaldige, delicious, yummy steak. The only problem is, it's been sitting, the molecules of the steak, the absorption of the taste, have been sitting inside, stuck inside the walls of the pot for 24 hours. And Nebuch, in the context of sitting inside the walls of the pot, it's starting to turn on us. It's starting to become bad. So Tosfos says, not all Nosa Tam of Gam are created equal. It could be that Rav Shita is the split between the two. It could be that Rav holds that when the food itself is Tachal of Gam, like the case of the Achbar and the Shichra, where there's something just intrinsically bad about this mixture, that's a Nosa Tam of Gam, and it's quite possible Rav holds that's Mutter. Could be. In the end of the day, he asked the beer because he thought it was the Shabbos, maybe. But that type of, you know, that model of Nosa Tam of Gam, where there's something really wrong with the Be'en itself, Rav is masking that's Mutter. That's not what Rav's talking about either. Rav is talking about the only thing that makes it bad is that's inside the walls of the pot. So that ability to turn bad because it's stuck in the contents of the walls of the pot, Ad Kedei Kach Rav didn't accept. Rav thought that was not awesome, that's a disadaraisa, Kederes Yipesach Nishpul. So Tosfos is willing to walk a tightrope, to walk a fine line between different types of Nosa Tam of Gam. Now, at the end of the day, we happen not to accept this chiluk. We paskin that Nosa Tam of Gam is mutter, not only if the end is the pogim, but even if it's inside the walls of Kedera is what causes the pogima. We paskin all Nosa Tam of Gam is mutter. But Tosfos is philosophizing with the cheapest Rav, it could be there's a difference between the two. Not all Nosa Tam of Gam are created equal. That's Tosfos' suggestion. So do we have any other possibilities? We definitely do. But do we have any other suggestions before we even get to the Tosfos' first teretz? I'm saving that for the end. Do we have any other ways to possibly almost get out of this stira? Where Agamar is clearly assuming Nosa Tam of Gam is also, and yet we're not even sure Rav really holds that way. Do we have any ideas?
Chometz, I think, should be
different. Oh, so Aaron said, wait a second. The Gemara never said that Rav holds in every single case in Halacha that Nosa Tam of Gam is also. Aren't saying in Chometz Rav holds that way. Do we?
Let's see. I'm just thinking.
We're just getting the difference.
Well, it's not a good taste, but bad taste. Since you're talking about an Isser, once you become.
Chometz is an Isser, and eating a Sheretz is an Isser. I mean,
Rav, I'm saying it's not a matter of the taste, but it's just a matter of this inside mixture.
We're clearly looking for difference in the sugyas. So Tosfos drew a distinction between, well, what's the pogim? Is the pogim the object, the chefs itself? Is the pogim something external, like being the dof nekli? So Aaron's saying, no, that's not the difference. I mean, it's the difference, that's not the relevant difference. The relevant difference is there's something unique about our sugya, about chametz.
Well, we had in places prior, we had chumr de chametz,
right,
along those lines.
Correct, right. We have had chumr de chametz, that's true. We have seen that idea. But I'm a little nervous about pulling out and had chumr de chametz here, because we're not talking about chametz and Pesach. What are we talking about?
Chumr
Shavuot. Avlo Pesach, which is most probably not really chumr de chametz. So I'm gonna qualify what Aaron said. I'm not as much into the chumr de chametz part, I'm more into the numbers here. What did Rav clearly hold? We know Rav holds that it's also be
mashu.
That's the key. That was the punchline. It's also be mashu. So let's take a look at the Ran in Maseches Pesachim. So the Ran asked the exact same kasha as Tosfos asked. So what are we going to do with the steers in Rav? Rav and Maseches Avodah Zarah, we're not even sure what he holds. Rav here clearly holds that does Dhamma Gamma also. So two lines in the top. At the end of the second line of Dhamma. Yesh Mishatiris. So Rav quotes one of the Rishonim says as follows. The Lomat Sina Lameshat Mihocha, we cannot be patient, we can't conclude from here anything about Rav's general Shita about Nosa Dhamma Gamma. Why? Mishum De Afilu Man De Isle Nosa Dhamma Gamma Mutter, even the Mekilim, which may be Rav. Even the Mekilim of all the Nostamav Gam is Mutter, Hani Mili Be Isurin, Shem Osim and Ersim Tam. Whenever we're dealing with Isurim, that the sheer, the amount of Isur is Derech and Ersim Tam, so then we can begin to discuss Nostamav Gam. Aber Chomet She'oise Be Mashu, this is here for what Aaron said, means it's not so much the Chomet the Chomet, it's the Mashu, that's the punchline. Kevon She'en Hochim Bo Achem Isim Is Tam, I feel in us dam of gamma, so what is Yesh Mishatiris just giving bombshell over here? Yesh Mishatiris just told us, Nosa Dam of Gamma is a great head there. It's like a Gevaldige Gula that even Rab may subscribe to, possibly based on the Gemara of Adazor Dosh Tamchez. But this breaks the rules. Why does it break the rule? Because Chametz is B'mashahu, or B'min is B'mashu, whatever the Mashu part of the Sugya. And whenever you have an Issa Mashu, there's no head to Nosa Dam of Gamma. That's the Yesh Mishatiris. It's just arbitrary. Has this chumash looked like that chumash?
No, it's almost a Metzias issue. And that's how I'm understanding it. It's a Metzias issue. When you have chametz as well as mashu, mashu by definition likely doesn't have any tam with it. So therefore, it's you know, if A, then B. Right, since it's chametz is asr mashu, therefore there's not a possibility of you having a case of nesim tam l'shvach or l'fgam for that matter. Therefore, it's all
okay. So the idea is definitely on the way. Definitely take us on the way. I want to see how the Ran responds to this issue with the race. Now maybe we'll be able to fine tune what exactly the Ran was driving at. First, that's what he did. So says the Ran, four lines from the top. The line he relieved is the end of the line. He says he doesn't like this trend. He doesn't accept this trend. Why? What's the source for this in time of Gam? Min Nevela Shem Ruh. The Gera Gavul. We said the Gemara Fereshim Ruh Nizar. It's learned out from Sukkim. The Eino Kru Nevela. The Kevah the Afilu Pogum the Eino Asa. Hech Yasa Star of Asa. So he says, if the Torah is saying that it's Mutter, it's a Dovra Mutter, that's what the Exeris Kras means, it's a Dovra Mutter, how is that going to affect the Torah? So what do you mean it's Chalfez Asa Mashu? There's nothing there. It's a Dovra Mutter. What's the Ran want from the Yesh Mishatira? So what was the Yesh Mishatira just finding back with us? Something very, very, very critical going on here. Very, very nuanced of a difference between how to understand what half of Nesim Tam Lefgam is all about. What's the Bira doing? The Yesh Mishatira is the first Daniel Shem and the Ran made this equation. Well, if it's a problem of Mashu, then it's a problem of Nesim Tam Lefgam. According to the second day, it's not true. They say, Yesh Lachkon, Yesh Lodun. What's the nature of this being? The Nesim Tam of Gam is Mutter. What do the words mean? Nesim Tam of Gam is Mutter. So the Yesh Mishatir is apparently understood that Nesim Tam of Gam Mutter is part of an old theory. It's part of a long, long story that we've already spoken about many parts before. Where's the start? So the starting point is, I have a Dovra Asur, I have a piece of Chaz, a piece of Nevela, and it falls into a mixture. So what's the starting point? What should I say? The first words that come to mind, the three words in the Chumash, Acharabim, Lahatis, right? Acharam Lahatis. So the starting point is any davar also that gets mixed into any davar mutar should be batel. That's what's supposed to happen. That's the dinner bittul b'rayv. Kump, the Torah tells us there's a din called what? Tam kikur. There's a chiddush at Torah called nosin tam. So what does the Torah say to me? That which you thought bittul should have applied, I got news for you. Bittul's not going to apply. You know why bittul's not going to apply? Because the din of nosin tam trumps the din of bittul. So how does that happen? So we already spoke about in the past. The Rashi and the others, but the famous Rashi and Kulin says, how does nosin tam trump bittul berov? Remember the mashal that the Rashi gave with the two magic words. Remember nikar is. Remember the Rashi said it's nikar lefiat taste. Remember that was when we spoke about this Rashi a few weeks ago. We thought that nikar means lefiat ayin, and the Rashi says no, nikar can mean even according to the tongue. The Rashba wrote a raya because people eat food because it tastes good. That was the Rashba's interesting raya. So the Shtalshus Advarim is the starting point is any Dava Treif that falls into a Taroiv should be Motrat Tachar Matas. Never put the Torah Kedoshim says as a din of Nosin Tam. No, the other person, whatever the Mokar is, as a din of Nosin Tam. So Nosin Tam tells me either like the Rashba, it's Nikar Isser, or if you don't want to buy into the Rashba, so it's a Chiddush HaTorah. So Kachnem Ralach, then it trumps Bittul Baruch. I'm trying to finish time. So if that's pshat in the chiddush of Nosin Tam that it trumps Bittul Berov, what's pshat in the next chiddush? Come to Torah Parshas Re'eh and tells me Nevel Shen Ulegev doesn't taste good. So what? If it doesn't taste good, what do we say about it? If it doesn't taste good, we basically say that a bad tasting taste, as Danny said, a bad tasting taste is what? Is al pidin what? It's not really a taste. It means the chiddush of Torah of Tam Gikur, the Torah itself of Parshas Re'eh is almost qualifying what the Chiddush HaTorah was in Parshas Nosah. Parshas Nosah, Nishras HaNovim, that's the accepted mocha, that's the most probable mocha for Tam Kikur. The Torah says that a Nosah can't take a piece of bread and dip it into his wine, and then take it out. There's no wine, he doesn't see the wine. He dipped it into white wine. He dipped his chal into white grape juice. He takes it out, doesn't see anything. So he's not allowed to eat it in a Torah. Nishras HaNovim, that's the Zerah. Nishras HaNovim. So that's the source for Tam Kikur. So Tam Ki Ikur trumped the din of Bittul Berov, but then the Torah itself in Parshas Re'eh is qualifying that din by saying, well, the medvar more with Tam Ki Ikur, that don't even taste good. But if it doesn't taste good, it's Nishkin Tam. So it's Nishkin Tam, what is it? If there's no Tam, so where do you go back to?
Rove.
You go back to Bittul Berov. What's the problem?
Chamitzas Rimash.
Chamitzas Rimash, with Bittul Berov. There's no Bittul Berov. It's coming to the Min of Rimash, there's no Bittul Berov. So you can tell me, you can scream for the day tomorrow. Hey, I have a nice and down of God. I'm great. Ich bin a nice and down of God. That's beautiful. So you're a nice and down of God. Mishkoyach. What nice and down of God does, it unravels a bit of Tam Ki Ikur, which in turn places you back into the parasha of Bittul Berov. But if you're coming to Masha where you're not entitled to Bittul Berov, it's about to be awesome. That's exactly what the Eshvish Spirit says. Farmership between they sort of whole progression going. We started out with it's an Issa form of the Heter. It's Parshas Mishpatim says it's Mutter. Parshas Nosso says it's Osir. Parshas Rei says, but you gotta keep on one Kodesh. If you just learn one Parsha, look at the whole picture. So these three Parshas, the Parsha of Bittul Berov, the Parsha of Tam Ki Ikur, and the Parsha of Nes Tam Gam, all three work complement one another. They all work together. At the end of the day, you have to fall back on Bittul Berov. The Matir is Bittul Berov. But if you deal with the Nisa Azad Masha, you don't have any Matha. That's how the Yeshua Shetiv is like. So the Ran Shmai Kaibakakim against his Yeshua Shetiv. The Ran screamed, what's the Ran screaming about? What did I say? What's the Ran say? The Ran says, but the Pasuk says, the Veil Shem Viligir is Mutter. What does that mean? What's the nature that the Veil Shem Viligir is Mutter? That doesn't mean that it's not called Ta'av. What does that mean, the Veil Shem Viligir is Mutter? It's not called what? What's the nature of that din, says the Ran? What's the correct way of understanding? It's the veil shen ulegir. That's the moch for nesim tam v'gam. Not that it's not called the tam ha'osir. It's not called the... It's not called the bachos suras. It's a dara mutter. It's the quote, it's an epoch bil seter. Not the same way the Rosh said about... It's a dara mutter. The Torah gives off that it's only chaz and calls not that it tastes like chaz. Even it tastes like garbage. It's nishkin chaz. It's nishkin nevela. So the Ran says, whether it's an Isser, Ha'asr, or Mashu or not, but at the end of the day, the nature of Nais Tam of Gam, Nais Tam of Gam, according to the Ran, is not qualifying and limiting the Din of Torah of Tam Kikur. The Veil of Shemun Gea, which is the source for Nais Tam of Gam, is undermining the Etzem Parashim Achos Asuras. It's going back to Pasha Shmini. It's qualifying the Isser of Lasechel Nevela, Pasha Shmini. It's qualifying the Isser itself. According to the Yesh Rishati rates, it's merely qualifying the details of Tam Kifu, which offset Rav. According to the Ran, it's much more profound, much deeper than that. So therefore the Ran says, the answer of the Yesh Rishati is not correct. So we have a major Machlikas of Hashem here, between the first anonymous day in the Ran, against the Ran and Tais also. If Tosfos didn't give the answer of the Yesh Rishati, Tosfos also understood that Noses Gam of Gam is Mutar, even in Isser Mashu. Rabbi said, this is a real Shaila Maisa. This is Halacha Maisa for us every year, Pesach. This is a very, very real Shaila. Even the following Shaila. Shaila happens, unfortunately, a little bit too often. First in by mistake, the third day Chalom Pesach, goes to the closet, they forgot to tape up the closet too well, and they grab out a chum stick spoon. And they use the chum stick spoon to stir their coffee. Now, does the coffee have to be thrown out? By mistake, they cooked a meal on Chol Pesach and Chol took a pot. What's the difference? The food has to be thrown out? So you tell me, obviously the pots and the spoons are all listen to the Gam. They have been renewed, hopefully not renewed 24 hours. Does that be the evidence? So normally in Uchas Treif, as we know, but the evidence doesn't affect the food.
Or Pesach?
No, on Pesach itself. I'm sure got really goofed, a big mistake. He took the chometz spoon and he mixed his coffee on Pesach.
Then it's no good, I think.
Well, that's the question. That's exactly right. He shouldn't have done it. Does he have to discuss to fill the coffee out or not? Does he have to throw out all the food in there? What's the din? Is Nais and Dam of Gam asked to the Eber of Pesach? So, half the Rishon, probably most of the Rishon, say it doesn't. Most of the Rishon seem to follow the Ran. That's the Shulchan Aruch. What's the Ran's opinion? That B'di'evet knows that Dalam of Gam is Mutter and Pesach, same as the Lord of Yisurim. And there are more quotes that in some places there are Machmer on this, and those places that have a minute to be Machmer on this should be Machmer on this. I think that's our minute. I think that's what we do. And I'd be very weary to be Machmer that food. Father Tom Tosser, right? B'di'evet Tosser. I think that's the minute. That would be between you and me. Imagine on Pesach. Imagine if your Rebbetzin would by mistake take out a chametz spoon and mix food with it. What do you think she would do with it? First, she would probably scream. Probably more than the person who saw the mouse falling into the beer. Her mom was banana and screaming at him. And she would use the cushion. She said, oh, but the Eved, it's okay. So it's not for it's the big deal. But the Eved. I remember somebody was telling me recently that they had a non-Jewish woman in the house who was, you know, watching somebody on Pesach. And they brought in like some Gatorade or something to drink. So the woman in Palace of Ice went ballistic Gatorade. So she said, no, she said, you can't bring that out. So I said, what did the person do? I said, oh, I'm so sorry. And they opened up and poured it down the drain in the kitchen sink. So the person went, mommy, the way the woman described the story, she said, I almost had a heart attack on the spot. And then, but yeah, but it's okay. Why is it okay? Yeah, come on, it's only, it's cold. Gatorade's fine. That's the Yiddish, Balabusta's response to a Gatorade, a cold Gatorade. So you're going to dump me a hot spoon that you used 3 days ago to stir your noodles, and you're just now using it to stir your chicken soup for the first day of the meal. So you're going to tell me that they're going to be, oh, it's okay, it's B'di'evet, it's okay. I don't think so. Even though according to the Rani, about it's B'di'evet, okay. According to most Rishon, about it's B'di'evet, okay. So our minig is most probably based on the Ramah, the sheet of the Yesh Mishat Tigrits that we hold by Surah Mahash and Taki, not a to the Ptur, from those in Tamil Gam. Some of you may remember a few years when I gave the chapter in Old Rush about the girl from Kansas City. Remember the Meister with the girl from Kansas City about how the grandmother who cooked the turkey and all the tray for pots. So I said, but the oven was okay. So I gave that as a chance to go to Russia. So I start off by saying, it's a good thing that happened on Thanksgiving and not on Pesach, because the girl would have gone to the grandmother's Seder, and the grandmother would have cooked all the food in the chometz stick of pots, so then I would have had to rely on half the Risha. Then it would have been the chometz Risha. I would have been after that also. But that would already be a shayla. But the oven, the turkey is the Rishka. So if I say, so we have a few answers in the Rishon to this this issue, but l'chora, the simplest answer is neither the second answer of Taisus nor the Yesh Mishatir to the Ran. The simplest answer to this kasha l'chora is that it wasn't a kasha in the first place. Why wasn't it a kasha in the first place? So we have to really go back to, we should actually start with the Gemara Avodah Zarah first, and then we'll appreciate the Taisus better. Let's go back to the Gemara Avodah Zarah, but this time in Masechta Avodah Zarah. very good and nice to actually have a couple of things that not going to go to the shiur with some of the wee hours of the nights. See if we can read through a little bit now. The Gemara of Adizara and Daf Tainem Beis. Four lines for now. Actually, five lines for now. So it's the end of the line. The person bought kelim from a goy, and the kelim were not toivled, obviously, shouldn't have been toivled yet, and they weren't kashed yet. It's used kelim, I bought an Amazon, but mamash used pots from a non-Jew. So obviously, they have to be kashed, they have to be toivled. The guy made a mistake, used them before, he toivled them, used them before, he did a go on them, or those claims should leave it on them. He didn't kash the kelim, now what happens? So Tani Chada Asa. So one price says the resulting food is treif for food. Any food that was cooked with treif for pots has to be thrown out. But Tani Dechmoter and the other price says no, it's okay. If you haven't used the pots, Moshe says low cash. It's not a contradiction. So Machlokes Hakeman Yomer doesn't damn of Gamol. So Hakeman Yomer is damn of Gamoter. If Machlokes at Tanan, remember Rishon. So you hold like those Tanan will say those damn of Gamol is Osur. So that explains why the resulting food is off limits. The other could be shimmed, the Tam Kamas Motor, that explains why the resulting food is permissible. So, Frak the Gemara, Ulaman the Yaman, Asadam of Gam Motor, if you really hold it, Asadam of Gam is Motor, Ki Ule of the Kichavim, the Asa Chamon Eich Mashkachasla. So, why do I ever have to Kasha Kalim? There's a whole series of Psukh and Pashas, Matas, but Kasha and Kalim, Chai, so Kaka, the Vijana, they got all the pots and pans and silverware from the Goyim. So, the Torah says you have to Kasha, even a Gola. What do you waste your time Kasha for? Just wait till it becomes Nazadam of Gam. It's the big deal. So Amr Chibrei Ravuna, the Asher Tel, the Kedair Basyali, the Madalan Nazadam of Gam. You're right. That if Klaiso would have wanted to just wait it out for 24 hours, it would have been okay. What's the problem? They wanted to have a barbecue the next day. They finished the war, they wanted to celebrate, have a barbecue that night. So they wanted to use the kelim that night. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them. Actually, Elazar, Pinchas tells them, the parasha of Hechsher Kalim that had been given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. So they were told they have to kasha the kelim. But Luya too, they wanted to wait 24 hours because they couldn't wait. What a letdown. That's a very, very... doesn't seem to go to Pesuchim sound like the Gemara says, Kachmano, that's the din. If you hold it, as a Talmud of Gamma's Mutan, then there's no reason to kasha kelim for 24 hours. So yes, the Gemara kasha, the Kambeinach Mishtiri. So wait a second. If what you said is correct, that in the Torah, you don't really have to kasha kelim anymore. You have to 24 hours. So why do we do that? Why do we waste our time kasha? The Mishnah says, you buy kelim from where you have to kasha. We have to waste time kasha and kelim. We put away forks and knives and spoons, we put them away, we put rubber bands on them, we put them on top of the fridge, you wait till our base at the car, but you have to waste time kashering kelim, we'll just wait 24 hours. It wasn't, they can't do that. Kazeira kadeir shana basyayimah, mishum kadeir basyayimah, this is not, that the chacham didn't like that. Minatari could do that, but the rabbanon, if you're going to use kelim, which ain't even a yoma, just rely on 24 hours, what's going to happen? Next thing you know is you use a kelim within the 24 hours, and that'll be a problem in a Torah. So therefore, across the board, they made Gzeir the Rabbanon not to use kelim until you kasha them. So that's quite a chiddush, that the real din derais of kasha and kelim only exists within 24 hours of use. In 24 hours, the chiyuv of kasha is only with the Rabbanon. There were those that were not there, it's about its chayis. It's on this, they quote from the Maritz Chayis in the chapel, they said that over here, who claims that who made this Gezeira the Rabbanon? So I think he claims that Moshe Rabbeinu made this Gezeira. He said that when the Pesukim describe Kasha and Kalim, so the simple reading of the Gemara is that in the days of the Midbar, so they really didn't have to Kasha and Kalim. They really could have waited 24 hours, but they wanted to use it right away. But these Maritz Chayis says, no, the Gemara doesn't mean they really did it that way. The Gemara just means that theoretically they could have done it that way. But Lamaise and the Midbar, they had already made this Gezeira. This was a Moshe Rabbeinu Gezeira. This was as old as this, the hills, this Gezeira there. So again, it doesn't make the slightest bit of difference. The Rambam writes, as I've done with Pesach Mishnayos, that it doesn't concern who made any particular Gezeira. The Rambam writes, any Gezeira made by Yeshua Binun or Gezeira made by the days of Ravina and Ravashi has the exact same Tokyo in Halacha. There's not the slightest bit of difference between that. But it's interesting historically just to know who made different Gezeiras. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Maritz Chayis says that this Gezeira was made by Yeshua. But it doesn't matter for us. The bottom line is that Minat Torah, you're allowed to use Kelim after 24 hours. But Yerubani, you're not allowed to. So, no. Once we have this Gemara, what do we not understand? We don't understand Tosfos. We don't understand the Rav. What are they talking about? What was the catch? What did Rav say? Rav says, "Gevalt Yishvigin, you have this Kedair B'Pesach, so you have to break the Kedair B'Pesach. There's no, it's not salvageable." So Frek Rashi Akasha, what do you mean it's not salvageable? Just wait 24 hours and you can use it, because it's those Dalm of Gam. So the Rishonim are bending over backwards. What happened to those Dalm of Gam? So Rashi of Gazov, that Rav denies us in Dalm of Gam. Tosfos says, it doesn't mean he really denies it, it just means that sometimes he denies it. The Ran Yishvig Stirit says he denies it by Isur Mashu. I don't understand the Kedash altogether. What's my problem with the Rishonim? Well, the Gemara is asking. The Gemara says Rav broke the Kalim. You have to break all the Kalim on Erev Pesach.
You have to break it because of the Gzera.
You have to break it because of the Tinder Rabbanu, because you're not allowed to use it. Tachlis, you're not allowed to use it. The bottom one is Tinder Rabbanu. No, what kind of kasha is that? It's a Dab of Gam. Yeah. The correct answer, Lachar, should have been, yeah, it's not in Dab of Gam. And yeah, you're right. Minatar, you don't have to break it. But Tinder Rabbanu, you have to break it. As it says, so what happened to this Gemara? What's Rashi talking about? What's the Ram talking about? That's a kasha. That's a bomb kasha. So guess what? That was Tosfos's first eretz. Tosfos is after the Pesachim of Lam Rabban Aleph. Let's go back to our Tosfos again. With Tosfos said, Amar HaKadosh Beis HaYishburu. So Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Tosfos Lam Rabban Aleph quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos says, it's the second line of Tosfos, the middle of the line. Afilu Hachi Kamar Hacha Shafi Yishburu. Tosfos says, yeah, Rav holds the Dalam of Gam is Mutter. It's very possible he holds that way. And you still have to break the Kalim. Why? The nice and Dalam of Gam Dafka be the Yevit Shari. I'm all like, Achil Asar. Because we're Shem Ben Yom. That's Yom. What the best Yom. That's the simplest answer to the Kasha. It's just right out of the Gemara of Zohar. The fine vof. It's a Pel on the other Rishon. It's Mamash a Pel on the other Rishon.
So the Chachamah makes such a gzera, even if it would be a hefsid moment.
Ooh, so Kor is already down, ready, beginning to walk us through a possible difference. For the Chachamah Kusha, the Rashi, the Ram, the first second antithesis must have held that the gzera drabbanan wouldn't apply here for some deep dark secret. Not such a deep dark secret. There must be some reason that the gzera wouldn't apply. So Kor is suggesting that maybe the reason is as follows. Think about the normal application of this gzera. Normally, it applies to a pot, a metal pot. I have a metal pot. So, minat Torah, I cook chazur. So, minat Torah, I have to wait 24 hours with the rabbanon. If we don't like waiting 24 hours, we're going to take the kash in the pot. What's the big deal? Fill up a pot of water, throw it on a hot stone, kash in the pot, and you come out. What's the big deal? Very easy. If you're going to implement this gzera, the rabbanon by kheras, what's that tantamount to saying? To throw it to the garbage. So, maybe we have reason to believe that the Gzeira de Rabbanon was only made in a situation where it's rectifiable by kashering. But maybe to apply that Gzeira de Rabbanon to Klicheris when you don't have the option of kashering, so maybe the Chavim relied back on the Din Deraisa. Mistaman has the Pshat in the other Rishon. You need a little bit of a riot in it. That's like a very arbitrary. There are Svaras in Allah, Torah, you know, Chasim, Mansha Yisrael, Bokam Tseh, Goz Rabbanon. That is generally true, but we need a little bit more. As a proof of that, a little bit more of a precedent for that within this gezera. We state that this gezera doesn't apply to the Hefsid Mamon. How do you know? Who does it say that? So the answer is the Gemara almost says it. The very heavy, the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara and Hema base. Back there, from back and forth, back and forth, back there, and Hema base. The Gemara said that there was machlekes abraisas. If you cooked in a pot, there was an eno ben yomo. Is the food also with the evidence? So one Bryce said it's also the Diyavit Minat Torah because also the Amukam is also. And the other Bryce said, no, it's okay. It's all right. You goofed up on the food. You used the pot you weren't supposed to. You violated the Gzeret Rabbanan. It's all right, the food's still kosher. What does that tell us? Why didn't they make the following Gzeret Rabbanan? Why didn't they say, well, if you would have cooked within 24 hours, you would have asked the food? So why don't we say, the same way we made a gezeira, don't cook with the pot, gezeira you're going to cook within 24 hours, don't eat food that was cooked in a pot after 24 hours, gezeira you make up to use food, eat food that was cooked within 24 hours.
That's two steps away already.
What? It's not two steps away, no, it's the same gezeira. The gezeira is people don't know how to tell time. That's the gezeira.
The food's mutter at that point, though. So
the food, the pot's also mutter at that point. After 24 hours, if I'd ask Moshe Ben, if I use the pot, maybe Moshe Ben is a bad example of this. Three marriage times. If I'd ask the Rabbanu Shalom, if I use the pot, the answer is yes. What's the difference? The Gemara, Shnei Pefarshim in the Gemara. Black on white. The Gemara says the Gezeira was only made vis-a-vis the pot, wasn't made vis-a-vis the food. What do you see from that?
It's a limited gzeira.
But in what's the key words? The gzeira was a... What would be the ramifications of making a gzeira on the food? What would that mean?
Throw it out.
It would mean it would be the gzeira. So maybe the Rishonim saw in this gemara. Maybe that's... Licked within this gemara itself, they saw this distinction that this gzeira d'rabbana is clearly not across the board. Chazal built into the gzeira, only in the chachrim, not in the yevet. That is the difference between the kli and the oichel. And therefore, the Rishonim extrapolated and said, well, if the oichel is mutter, that's another way of saying that the yevet, the gzeira wasn't made. To tell you to throw out a kli cheres, that's like a b'dievet. That's like throwing out the food. And that the gzeira was never made. So mistoma, that was behind these Rishonim. All the Rishonim who didn't quote this gemara, didn't say, what's the kasha? The kasha is a terrible kasha. It's posh, it's also the Rabbanim. They were clearly assuming this is the Rabbanim. The gemara involved doesn't apply to the cheres, the same way it doesn't apply to the pot. And therefore they were very disturbed. So Taka, why did Rav say have to break the pots? So they have a force to say, it must be that the Tam of Kam doesn't apply here. Why? Either because Rav denies it altogether, or at least partially, or at least place it in Rashi. So any Risha who refused to invoke this gemara was clearly working with the assumption that insisting that you throw out a cheres pot is tantamount to insisting to throw out the food, and we have precedent for the gemara that gzeira was never made by the end.
Maybe that's why the second teretz of Tosfos makes a differentiation between ben versus something which is in the day.
Well, Tosfos was stuck because the second teretz of Tosfos didn't want to go down, didn't want to invoke this gzeira, so they had to come up with some creative way.
No, but right? I'm saying, but almost it's almost like l'shitaso. Because it says only by the case
okay,
of where
right, it's okay, made, okay, so okay, maybe, okay. Maybe. So, l'chora, what's beginning to develop in front of our eyes is that half the Rishonim were ignoring this Gemara of the Nazara vis-a-vis the Chli Cheres, and half the Rishonim, well, twice, at least in one Teretz, the first Teretz, is applying this Gemara. So half the Rishonim are looking away from this Gemara, this Gemara is not relevant, this Gzeira is not relevant because it's been the end of it. Whereas Tosfos in the first teretz knew God's good that applying this gezeirah is going to toss the pot into the garbage, and they still applied the gezeirah. So according to Tosfos, according to Tosfos' first teretz now we turn the tables on Tosfos. So what is the difference between the food that were mocked with the evet and the food teretz were not going to be mocked, even though it's also a bit the evet? This is the hefset mom and the end is the hefset mom. So there seems to be some major machlekes going on here between 2 days in Tosfos, the Rash, the Ran, the Yeshua Tiretz, as to what exactly is the nature of this gzeira d'rabbanan? This gzeira d'rabbanan is formulated in a very, very strange way. Because logically, it's the same mistake. It's the same not knowing how to tell time that should ask for the food, it should ask for the kli. And yet Chazal favors the friendship between the two. So how do we understand that difference? What's the nature of this? What are the mechanisms of gzeira? So we either analyze Moshe Rabbeinu's gzeira or some other basis gzeira. What is the mechanism of this gzeira? How come the gzeira only results in asking the kli, but doesn't result in asking the food? So one could say, very, very simple, that the answer is just very simple, that the gzeira was only made as a lechachim, not a b'dievet. It's very clear. It's like what Korah was saying before. The gzeira was made a lechachim gzeira, not a b'dievet gzeira. Food is always going to be b'dievet, therefore it's always mutter. Kalim are sometimes going to be some lechachim, sometimes b'dievet. If it's a kli nechayshah, so you can kasha, that's lechachim, we'll make the gzeira. If it's a kli cheres, you can kasha, so that's a b'dievet, we'll make the gzeira. And that's how, clearly, all the other Rishonim except the second teretz does the rishon. That the chiluk between oichel and kli is not oichel versus kli, but rather it's really lechachim b'dievet. And therefore, in a case of a kli where it's also b'dievet, it will be subject to the kula b'dievet. Maybe we got it wrong. Maybe this gezeira, the rabbanon, we're afraid lest you cook within 24 hours, is more than just a gezeira b'yama. So yeshu l'achva, follow Hashem. Have a pot. I cooked chazer in it 3 days ago. I haven't kashered it. It's 3 days later. Now we all know Minat Torah, this pot is kosher. Minat Torah, it's not lechatchil, we use the pot, not even a shem. We pass it, let the go, we use the pot of the Torah. But there was a basin at some point in history, made a gzeri not to use that pot. So yesh lach, or what does that mean? They made a gzeri not to use the pot. With this almost like in Isra the Gavra, that means we don't want you using these pots because you're going to goof and you're going to end up using the pot before 24 hours are up. Is this a trefa pot? Is this trefa? I mean, it's a pot. It's a nice tam of gam. So the chametz of the pot is, it's a kosher pot. It's a kli ahed, it's kli mutter. It's a kli mutter that's also to use. There's an Israel munich hakaf to the gav, you're not supposed to be using this pot. It's like Moshe Modover, even Moshe Modover. Many Mishayim say that Bishul Akum is not treif. Not you cook a steak. What's treif? That's a kosher steak. What's wrong with it? You as a gaver shouldn't eat it, because if you eat it, who knows what's going to lead down the line. Some Pesachim say, milchik bread. Milchik bread. So the Gemara says, actually, Pesachim with Lahabe, he's not allowed to make milchik bread. Why? Because there you're going to end up using it with fleshings. It's a treif? It's not treif. You as a gaver, not allowed to eat it. That's what half the Pesachim say. So maybe that's what's going on here also. For reasons, Chazal had very often, Chazal had certain gezeiros. There are certain things that they were concerned with. Because of certain gezeiros, they told you not to do certain things. And, you know, when we learn kashrus, when you're there, we give smichas, we have to talk about these kinds of things. So we'll talk about milchik bread, and we'll talk about bishalakam, and we'll talk about kenyam after 24 hours. But between you and me, they're not treif. What do I say? No. That the din derabanan was, almost like the din derabanan was, this almost like a global question. That Chazal were Kiveya, Chazal were Geyser, Chazal were Misakein, that this is a tray for Kleif. It's a Nosan Tam of God. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear Kulis. Chazal were Geyser, that this tray was inside the walls of the pot, this is a tray for Kleif. They made the Gezerah on the Kleif. They didn't make the Gezerah on the resulting food for whatever reason. Chazal didn't want to make the Gezerah, but the pot is a tray for pot. It's not just a Gezerah B'Alma. It's a tray for pot, midirabonim. This is tarfas. Some rishonim say that bishul akum is tarfas midirabonim. Some poskim say that milchik bread is tarfas midirabonim. So this is mamish trayfas. This is a tray for pot, midirabonim. So the chayra, this nakuda is going to make all the difference in the world. Can we begin to say that if it's a kli cheres, oh, then it's okay. We're not going to bother you with the kli cheres. It depends. If you hold that this whole issa was never an issa in the chefza, it was just an issa of munach at kaf to the gavra, but the issa was only made as a lechemchil, not as a b'dievet, and you have to look case by case and see, is what we are telling you as a gavra to do a lechemchil, or is it a b'dievet? So if it's a metal kli, all we're asking of you is lechemchil to be knowing, make believe not to use it. Do us the favor and don't use it. But if it's a cheres, so that far we're not going to do. We're not going to make life miserable for you. There's nothing with the pot, it's kosher. It's kosher with the Torah, it's kosher with the Rabbanon. We're not going to make life miserable for you. But we're going to ask you to kasher your metal. We're not going to make it throughout your cheres. But if you tell me that the formulation of the gezeira was that in Hilchos Kalim, we ignore the principle of Talmud of God. That Chazal took that parsha in the Torah and said, it doesn't apply anymore. For whatever prompted us to make the gezeira, whatever the issue was, we made the gezeira that in treif akim, we no longer look at the clock anymore. We say, once chatreif, always treif until kashrut. It's a din in the cheftza, so the only mitzvah in cheftzas. Karel, yeah, metal, yeah, glass, no, cheves, yeah, metal, come on. The gezeira was that in Hilchos Kalim, the whole parsha in Nesdan of Gam was removed. That whole cheshbon doesn't apply anymore. And therefore, true, the result is going to be throwing out your pot. It's going to be a terrible result at the end. I'm sorry. The same way bishlachim. If they made it, you have to throw the bishlachim out. It's treif for derabanan. What are we going to do? It's a treif for kli, don't be a midderabanan. So it could be that this is part of the nekudas machlokes rishonim in here. Is, can we just get easily out of the sugyim sachem and say, Rav made you throughout the kelim because of the gzeirah of the zar, because of the gzeirah shenim and yom avayim bov. Is that a correct answer, like Tosfos says, the first answer? So Tosfos says, yeah, no problem. Yeah, that's an easy way out. Because if Tosfos, the first time, it's apparently we're learning that even though there's a big jump from netto kelim to chavis kelim, one's garbage, one's kasherin, doesn't matter. It's treif, no choice. It's going to cost money, can't do anything about it. And all the other shenim were hemming and hawing, and walking a tightrope and giving you this answer, no answer, this is Masha, the Chum, it's different, this is Rav Lishtosa, this is a hin, this is a hair, whole Chagadja. Any Rishon who refuses to invoke the Gemara of the Zara didn't want to invoke the Gemara because by doing so, they're applying the Xerub in the Eben, which we have no right to do. Haraya, the Eichel itself is kosher after the fact. So there seems to be a major issue going on here. What's Pshat this Gezerah Darabon by involved? What was the nature? Was the Gezerah in terms of using our Lomda Shalimah that we're used to, was it basically this a Gezerah, the Alma, a Gezerah Nisra the Gavra, or was it a real Issa Darabon that was created in the Chametz? Hopefully we'll have to test this Chakira and see how is this going to play out. There should be other potential ways to test the accuracy of this Chakira. If we met Hashem next year, we'll try to put some of the touches on where this is going to take us, how far this is potentially going to go. Okay. So next week we'll be the dinner Tuesday night. We won't have. We'll probably chop around another. How many more should we have to the summer? But hopefully, maybe at least a good list. We'll see what we'll have.